Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by Julie Rozier, and we're going to be talking to Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month, the Food Bank. So Julie, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you. We're very excited and honored to be Charity of the Month.
So let's talk about the Food Bank. You know, I like whenever we have a charity in here to talk about what their mission is. So what is the mission of the Food Bank?
The mission is to provide access and opportunity to those in need to become increasingly self-sufficient and independent through innovative, comprehensive services and collaborative efforts with local, state, and federal partnerships.
Now, how does the Food Bank accomplish this mission?
So, much like it says, I mean, a lot of it is with collaboration with our community members, with state partners, federal partnerships, and that might be for funding, grants. And it's also working with individuals to provide case management and the tools and the resources to help them meet their needs and get on the path to reaching self-sufficiency.
Now, something exciting coming up, not just for the Food Bank, for us here at the station as well. Food Drive is coming up for us. And let's talk about that for a second, because I'm super excited about this.
Yes, I am too.
So it starts off, and it's going to be running from November 4th all the way to December 2nd. And it's going to be not just a food drive, but it's going to be a competition between two of our stations here, KRPX and KARB, namely our morning show talents, Big Dave and Mallory in the Morning. So let's talk about what the food drive is going to look like.
So for the food drive, I know that they're going to have drop-off sites here at the radio station. They'll have it at Anytime Fitness, correct? And also, you can come to the Carbon County Food Bank and drop off donations, either food or cash donations, checks.
And is there any specific kinds of food that you want donated to the food bank this time of year?
So, I always say anything is always appreciated, you know, very much so. But ever since the pandemic, some of the things that we do not receive very often are a lot of your proteins, like peanut butter, tuna fish. With the holidays coming up, it's always awesome to be able to give turkeys or hams to those families in need, even like some boxed meals, whether that's boxed stuffings or instant potatoes, whatever that is.
And it's always nice to have something like that for the holiday.
Absolutely.
And like you said, we're going to have drop-off locations here at Castle Country Radio on Carbonville Road, at Anytime Fitness, and at the Food Bank. And it's a very exciting event. And then in addition to the food, if not, you can buy a pound of food, or I guess donate the pound of food for a dollar. And then let's kind of talk about how can people get involved with the food bank. Let's start out first. How can people who need food work through the food bank?
So first off, the food bank moved earlier this year in February, and our new address is 252 South Fairgrounds Road. So for families that are needing food, they can just come to the food bank. There's a very short application and a few required documents like a picture ID, income. If they don't have income, there's a form they can fill out. And if you come the first time, you don't have those documents, that's fine. We'll still give you food and give you a list of the things that we need from there. And the food bank is open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
And then let's talk about people who want to come out and help volunteer with the food bank. How can someone go about doing that?
Volunteers are truly our lifeline. We receive such limited funding for operation costs at our food bank. And if someone wants to volunteer, or even groups, or get together with your friends, you know, and come and volunteer, they can contact me, Julie, at 435-613-0065, and I will kind of go through it, set up some dates with them, and walk them through the process. So.
And I guess in closing, let's kind of talk about the impact that you see from the food bank. Like, let's talk, you know, how the community reacts to the food bank services.
So one thing I want to highlight is one of the things that we have wanted forever, and we were so excited when we got our new food bank in Carbon County, is that it is a select choice pantry. What's awesome about that is it's more of a shopping experience. So it increases food security because families can choose the items that they want. And then also just a sense of dignity because they feel like they're shopping instead of waiting in line, you know, to be handed a box. The impact is huge. You know, food insecurity is rising drastically over the past few years. And we see that more and more with the rising costs of rent, utilities, food itself. And it's so amazing to be able to help increase food security or provide meals for families that may not otherwise have the means to either purchase it or get it somewhere else. So it's pretty amazing.
It is. And just a year ago, as a college student, I was constantly using our campus's food pantry. And you can't understate how important these services are to the community. Now, Julie, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just thank you so much. I hope this is a great competition. And like Aiden said, that you can either donate, you know, canned goods, turkeys, hams, cash, whatever it is, and we will keep track to see who the winner of this competition is. So thank you.
Well, Julie, thank you. And thank the food bank for all the services that you guys offer for the community. Again, that was Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for November, the food bank. And for more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.